The primaries are just weeks away. That is correct. January 3rd is the first presidential primary. And we want to, in the weeks ahead, start reaching out to voters from each of the key electoral states. We're going to kick off our series of discussions in Pennsylvania. That's because President Obama is pitching his jobs bill there today, possibly a kind of campaign stop for the president. So we have a roundtable discussion with three small business owners. With three different political leanings. Walt Rowan is the owner of Susquehanna Glass Company in Columbia. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. Randy Robertson is the owner and president of Triple R Guitar in LeMoyne. Good morning.
Good morning.
And Jackie Magaro is co-owner and vice president of Mr. Sandman, a residential restoration service company in Camp Hill. Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, so let's speak with you first, Walt, and start with, first of all, you're a Democrat, right?
Yes, I am.
Are you going to be voting for Obama?
Yes, I will be.
What exactly are the issues that are deciding that vote for you? I mean, as a small business owner, are business regulations, is unemployment at the top of the list for you?
No, I think overall economic climate is the key issue. And I think that Obama has been very steady as a leader. I think the economic crises that we had was huge, and I think his policies have been steady. The one issue that I think is overriding for me is the idea that that small business guys need to have tax breaks in order to hire people. I think that's just a bunch of baloney. I don't think that makes sense.
You don't buy it?
No.
And your company's doing well right now?
Yeah, we are.
All right, so let's go to Randy Robertson, independent out of Columbia, Pennsylvania. Randy, you're an independent voter. Have you decided on a candidate?
I'm actually out of LeMoyne, Pennsylvania, but no, I really haven't decided yet.
Why not?
We're a small retail shop, more of a mom and pop shop, and it's just been extremely difficult for us over the last number of years, and I don't know where to exactly blame it. I think, to be honest with you, the tax breaks and things like Walt was talking about really don't do much, but it's more of the American people for small business, for mom and pop shops, for retail shops. Anyway, they just don't support it. So people are Walmarted, Kmarted, big box store, Toys R Us or whatever it is, Target. In my case, it's a guitar center, which is like a big Kmart or Walmart of my industry, and people support that and the online stuff, and it just hurts the small, mom and pop shop, which is kind of, to me, the backbone of America.
All right, so one Obama supporter, one undecided, and then we come to Jackie Magaro, who's a Republican in Camp Hill. Good morning.
Good morning.
Have you decided on the candidate?
I have not.
Why not? Why can't you decide?
Well, I am a registered Republican, and I do pretty much follow the philosophy of the Republican Party, but I'm not thrilled with any of the Republican candidates that are out there.
And it is early yet, Jackie and Randy, so don't worry too much about that. Jackie, your business is a restoration service. Walt, your business as a glass company is sort of tied to construction and renovation in some sense. Is that a fair statement?
No. Most people think when they say glass, it's construction glass. Ours is a tabletop glass company.
I see.
And we're decorated glassware, wine glasses, barware. So we sell to big retailers.
I see. So you're upscale retail. Jackie Magaro, you're working more in the standard restoration construction industry. How have you not been hit really hard?
Actually, our company has survived the tide of the recession, and I believe that's because people are staying home, the staycations, if you will. They're not traveling and spending money on vacations, and they're sprucing up their homes, and we specifically restore wood floors.
So, Randy Robertson, you're a Triple R Guitar. You say your biggest competition is someplace like Guitar Center, but I'm interested in your comment that you don't know who to blame. Is that the most important thing at this point? Once you figure out who's at fault for the economic situation, then it might give you a better idea of who's going to solve it?
I don't know. I kind of, if I were to blame anyone for my particular situation, I guess I would blame my manufacturers that I sided with all these years and partnered with that hoard their stuff out to the internet and the chain stores. And we are the small businesses that made Gibson Guitar what it is, Fender Guitar what it is, Marshall Amps what it is. People would never have heard of them if it hadn't been for the small retail, guitar store.
Well, Jackie Magaro, you know, your primary in Pennsylvania isn't until April. Is there a chance that if you're still undecided, you would skip the primary altogether and wait till the general election in the fall?
No, I wouldn't skip the primary. I'd at least go out and vote for the person I feel is the most qualified out of the pool of candidates.
You know, all three of you are describing a structural change in the economy that seems almost bigger than the presidency itself. Randy, you know, there's nothing that's going to reverse the tide of Walmart and big box stores. What candidate could possibly address the issues that are of concern for you? And I'm just wondering if you got a plan B there, Randy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't really have a plan B. I've done this for 27 years, and I'm kind of like the guys down there in New Orleans when the flood hit them. I don't know how to do anything else. So plan B-wise for me, I really don't have one. And being a small business, too, you know, we've lost our credit. So, you know, you can't do the loans and all that kind of stuff either. It's been a dire, difficult situation for me for a number of years, and I don't know that a candidate for me, for my business, is the actual answer. And yeah, I don't really know who to believe in anymore, to be quite honest with you.
And that's really the problem. Walt Rowan, let me go back to you at the Susquehanna Glass Company. You're ready to vote for Obama for president, but do you share this sort of disenchantment with the political process? Is this not just a larger economic issue, but a bigger politics issue?
Yeah, I think we all suffer from we have to put our expectations into realistic terms. And I think that people look towards the government or look towards the president to solve it. And in the end, we each have to look at our own businesses and kind of come up with creative solutions to make us survive. So I think the administration has done a lot of positive things to keep things on course. But I don't think we can expect the administration to completely solve a world economic crisis, which is essentially what we're faced with.
That's Walt Rowan. He's a Democrat. He's the owner of Susquehanna Glass Company in Columbia. Randy Robertson is owner and president of Triple R Guitar in Lemoyne. And Jackie Magaro is co-owner and vice president of Mr. Sandman. That's a residential restoration service company in Camp Hill, PA. One for Obama, two at this point, undecided. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
We're still going to check in the weeks ahead on voters throughout the nation as we get closer and closer to those primary votes. We want to hear who you're voting for. Do you have a front runner? Give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or post your comment to thetakeaway.org.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.